dirty like muddy water. I got it cold. About your side piece, caught pillow talking, cheating in a dream. Got to be careful when you're with that queen. Hey! Can't you see I ain't been nowhere? Car keys and pants still hanging over there. Baby, you must have been sleeping too. Hell, ain't them the names that I call you?
Coco, sexy, goddess with the body.
Hope when you come to your senses, you gon' say you're sorry. Country lifestyle got me hoochie coochie thinking. Let's be what it says.
In my bed sleep.
How did I get in this situation, y'all?
How did I get in this situation, y'all?
Feeling anyway for the likes, you don't care who you ignore, and then you get too nervous to sleep through the night, but you can't wait to do it some more. What would you say to a new generation if you could say what you wanted to say? Beating all our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around. Got an opinion these days, and everyone's ready to share. Like a dog chases tails and the merry goes round till you feel like you're gasping for air. Well, one kind of flame's gonna lead to another, but not every fire's gonna burn the same way. What would you say to a new generation if you could say what you wanted to say? Beating all our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around. Well, sometimes you think that it's all gonna work when everyone's cruising along. If the scenery changes and you find a new way, are you worried that you're gonna be wrong? What if we live the way that we say when we say what we think people want us to say? One kind of flame's gonna lead to another, but not every fire's gonna burn the same way. What would you say to a new generation if you could say what you wanted to say? Beating all our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around. Yeah, we're beating our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around. We keep beating our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around. Yeah, we're beating our heads against a brick wall, and the world keeps a turning around.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are. Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We have what an eventful night we had last night. We have our first series of really important results for the 2022 midterms. We had a number of different primaries yesterday. Some of the results are absolutely delightful, and some of the results are absolutely horrifying. It really runs the full gamut, and we're going to get to all of it. Two races that we were following very closely in Pennsylvania, the Senate race. Why the Senate race in Pennsylvania? The Senate race in Pennsylvania could decide whether Democrats or Republicans ultimately control the Senate starting in January of 2023. And if it comes down to Pennsylvania, on the one hand, we want to know who is the Republican nominee going to be. And on the other hand, we also are following whether Trump's endorsements continue to have value. And Mehmet Oz was the Trump endorsed candidate in the Republican Pennsylvania Senate primary. Also, delightfully, I was gleefully seeing the results yesterday that Trumpist Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost his primary. He's out. He's been in office 16 months and he has already lost the primary and he is going bye-bye. So let's look at this one by one, starting with North Carolina's 11th district. Chuck Edwards, a current Republican state senator in North Carolina, has defeated the incumbent Madison Cawthorn. Now, it was close. Edwards coming in with just over 33% of the vote, Cawthorn losing with just under 32% of the vote. But nobody's saying it's so close we need a recount. For now, nobody's talking about fraud. In fact, Madison Cawthorn is actually saying that establishment forces in the Republican Party turned against him because he would criticize those who needed criticism and all of this stuff, which we will get to. But this is absolutely fantastic news, and we're going to talk about that more in a moment. On the Pennsylvania side, starting with the Democratic primary, John Fetterman, almost literally from an operating room, easily winning the primary. John Fetterman, as we talked about on the bonus show yesterday, had a stroke over the weekend, ended up needing to have a pacemaker with defibrillator installed via surgery yesterday. He's doing well. He easily won. The reports are he will make a full recovery and will be strongly back on the campaign trail. Fetterman will be facing the winner of the Republican primary. And as of this moment, when we're taping today's show, we don't know who that is. All night, Trump endorsed Republican Mehmet Oz was losing to Dave McCormick. And as the night went on, Oz chipped away at the advantage that McCormick had. And by the end of the night, by this morning, with 95% of the vote counted, Mehmet Oz is ahead by only 2,500 votes. That's 0.2% of the vote. As a reminder, in Pennsylvania,